Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Now Network presents Women Speak Now. Yes, it's Hot Topics with Minister Terry Herbert. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Good evening, family. Good evening, listeners. Praise be unto God. I tell you, that song, Hallelujah, can't help but praise. Hallelujah. Everyday Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, family, I have some hot topics. But tonight, I want to begin with prayer. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for another opportunity to bring the word on Hot Topics and the Now News. And I thank you, Father. Today is thankful Thursday. But I had to spend more time with you this morning, thanking you every day, every second, and every minute for your mercy and your grace. And Father God, I tell you, I might not be where I want to be, might not have what I want to have, but when I have you, I have Jesus, and I have the Holy Spirit, I have all that I need. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that every word I speak and everything I say be pleasing and acceptable to you. In Jesus' almighty name. Amen, family. Let us begin with these topics. You know, in the news, there's a lot going on. First thing I want to talk about is, it's a Southern California news report, but it's happening all over. What it is, it's the West Nile virus. West Nile virus is mosquitoes. Mosquitoes tend to increase during the warm months. And they've been noted at San Fernando Valley. There's been 7 deaths related to mosquito bites. There's symptoms you can recognize, like swollen glands, rash, elevated temperatures, fever, headache, neck stiffness, and disorientation. You may have tremors, you may have vision loss, and you may have, when it gets severe, you could have paralysis on the limbs of your body. And if it gets too severe, you can go into a coma, and which I said, 7 deaths recorded in San Fernando Valley. But they are more, people think they're more prevalent in dawn and the dusk, but they're prevalent all day and all night. But there's some precautions we can use. There's some things when you're going outdoors, especially in a warmer month, people want to be outdoors. They want to do things outdoors. So what you can do, you can put on your skin repellent. You can wear a little warmer, but you can wear longer clothing and to provide protection, especially if there's mosquitoes near your area. And what you want to do, family, like we love our neighbors, as we love ourselves, we have to talk. We have to converse with them. And you have to make sure no one in the neighborhood, in the surroundings, have freestanding water. Because the mosquitoes, they get in standing free water and they multiply. And then they bite. That was our hot topic number one. Number two, it's I seen this on the news. I think it was Tuesday. 2 students were stabbed, and 1 died. This was in Bronx, New York. And the school attack, they said it was possible bullying. I tell you, the parents in those schools, they were not even notified. They learned out about the 15-year-old that died and the 16-year-old that's in critical condition. They learned on the TV. And I tell you, family, bullying, intimidating, forcing your strength on someone else, that is not acceptable. Luke 27 and 24 tells us to forgive them, for they not know what they do. This family, these are children and teenagers. That's why it starts at home. Proverbs 22:6, train them up in the ways that should go. And when they get old, they won't depart from that. They'll take what you've instilled in them at home to school. And they'll love each other, one another, unconditionally. No bullying, fam. Hallelujah. Hot topic number three. Okay, this is another local news. It's a rapper. He's out of Memphis. I believe his name was Young Dolph. He was shot in L.A. It was three young men arguing. They were in a Hollywood tourist area. And I tell you, he's in critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds. And you know why, family? These are words. Words. These are words some of our artists, our rappers use. Song was famous for 100 shots. Rapping, it's an art. It's a gift. It's a musical gift. But how you use those gifts that God has given you, use them wisely. Stop the violence and stop the killing. James 3 and 6 tells us the tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity. Proverbs 18 and 21 tells us that life are in the power of the tongue. So we have to be cautious on the words we choose. And especially the gifts what God has given us. Amen, family. Hallelujah. Hot topic number four. This was local news, but it is national news. STD. In Americans, there have been so many new diagnoses with chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. They have reached record highs, tied from 2016. This is the second year they have reached record highs with 2 million cases. And that is an increased rate in California. And they said California is one of the top of the list. And this is because it was down before, but now people, they're not using condoms, and they're having sex before marriage. And we've all probably been guilty of that. So we have to train up the children. Back to Proverbs 22:6, train them up. Amen. STDs, they are prevalent threats. They can lead up to HIV, AIDS, viral hepatitis, TB. There's so many consequences with STDs. Infertility in both the men and the women. Also, family, while we're on health issues, hepatitis A. It's been an increase, if you've been seeing it in the news, in the homelessness in San Diego area, LA County area, and Orange County area, and maybe other states and other counties. The homelessness people, where they have an increase in hepatitis A, because hepatitis, that virus is transferred through urine and feces, stool contamination. And there's a virus that can be taken for hepatitis A. I tell you, the virus, it can cause liver disease. It comes from contaminated water, contaminated food. It increases the risk and poor hygiene. So the homeless are very at risk. We have to do something besides the homeless. A lot of times, more states and counties are turning their back on the homeless. But it's not in the Word of God. We all, no one left behind. It was in the news also with hepatitis A. They were in San Diego, and they were putting out a fire at a homelessness encampment. And when they put the fire out, they all, each and every one of them, had to be prevented for hepatitis A because they were exposed to it. I tell you, family, we all have to do something about homelessness in this country. Amen? Hallelujah. And back to the STD 12:1 tells us, your bodies are a living sacrifice to the Holy Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, family, ooh, Jesus. Number 7. Okay. Last night was probably, today is Thursday, so it was Tuesday night. An off-duty LAPD officer, he was off work. And I was watching the news today. They arrested him and they let him out. He was drinking under the influence on the 605 freeway. And he rear-ended 2 cars. 3 people died, lost their lives. And he had been, I learned this today, prior to him driving, he was videotaping about drinking and driving. And here he got behind the wheel and 3 people, and a wife and their son, lives were lost because of negligence. And that was an official. 1 Thessalonians 5:7 tells us, for those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. Ooh, gee, I tell you. Hot topic number 8. Okay, this is our president. This is the president of the GOP. They're going with the tax reform. They have moved on this. The health care bill failed. So now they're working on the tax reform. The tax reform, what it will do is lower rates for the corporate taxes. And they said it's going to reduce individuals and give them tax breaks also. The Democrats, they're giving this a wealthy, a huge tax break. And it's increasing standard deduction for marriage couples to $24,000. And for child tax credit, they're giving $1,000 per child. And for single people, they're giving $12,000. So this is the tax reform. It's up and it's going right now. So we have to just be aware. I'll be following that tax reform, and I'll give you more information as I find out. Okay. Now I have hot topic number 9. This was local news, but it is probably happening nationally also. But in Alhambra, a young man, I don't know, I didn't get the age, a man and woman, they were stealing patio furniture, and they were captured on the cameras. Now, they are stealing mail. Everywhere you look on the news, people are missing mail. They are stealing packages. But, family, we have to be wise. Because the holiday season is coming up, you'll have a lot of mail coming in that may have cash, gift cards. You have gifts that may be sent, so we have to be wise. We have to send those valuables with a signature required. go to the post office and pick it up if no one's available at the home to sign for it. I'm telling you, family, the holidays are coming. And there's also, family, there's a way you can keep up with your mail. Sometimes mail doesn't get delivered to your home, to your mailbox, and it may leave out from the post office, and it's not coming to you by that. What you can do, you can go to United States Postal Service, go online, or if you don't do online, go into the office. Tell them you want to sign up for informed delivery. That way, you can see everything that you should be getting. Amen? I tell you, family, Leviticus 19:11 tell us in Exodus 20:15, you shall not steal. All right, family. Hot topic number 10. This is a hot topic. President Trump versus NFL. The kneeling on the knees. This was like 2 weeks ago, I was going to speak on this, and I passed it up. But I tell you, Holy Spirit, I thank you, because after that on the news, this has just got out of proportion. Some believe the kneeling is disrespectful, and some say they're kneeling to pray. There are so many comments on both sides. Yes, we have freedom of speech, but there's some negative comments coming from the mouth. And what comes from the mouth comes from the heart. Yes, family, we are, they said it's stemming from racial equality. Some of the NFL players, they're mixed, they're biracial, and some of them have women, wives of color. I tell you, family, this is all happening with the NFL in the midst of all the natural disasters of the world. We have Mexico down there with earthquakes, and Mexico has ceased the search because there's an earthquake after earthquake. We have Puerto Rico awaiting the president, but he signed it today to start sending food and staples and waters over to Puerto Rico. He's scheduled to go over there Tuesday. But Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico president, he reacted, said that our president reacted quickly to Texas and Florida. And we know personally some in Texas and some in Florida are still waiting. And they're still waiting and pressing forward on their own. I tell you, family, they're pressing forward and doing what they can with the funds that they're raising amongst themselves. And we know FEMA takes a while. But these people, they have to live. I tell you, family, and in the midst of this, we still have wildfires. All of our southern, western states, don't get me wrong, I'm on the West Coast, starting with California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Nevada, they're having to pack up from the wildfire. Family, there's so much going on in the news, but through it all, God is in the midst. Never lose your focus on him. Keep your hope in him. Make sure you're right in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, all these things that are happening, Mark 13:7-9, it tells us. Matthew 24:21-11, it tells us. In Revelation 16, read the whole chapter. It tells us, family. When I was looking at and gathering the now news, it just took me to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive them their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. He said he will forgive. First thing we have to do, we have to repent. We have to confess that sin, and we have to repent. He promised us. And God is not one that doesn't. He stands on his promises. You have to believe. I tell you, family, 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of God. The true living word of God. Repent. Repent because the kingdom of heaven is near. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise be unto the Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, family, I tell you, that ends my segment of hot topics. And I'd like, if any of you like this, chime in, have any questions about any of the hot topics, please let me know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. That was, well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, wait a minute. I got some stuff going on here.
Pastor, you always have
yes,
some
ma'am.
Stuff going on. When do you be fear on fire?
I try my best.
Yes.
Trying to see how many phones I got going. How many?
Glory be to God.
Something's ringing off the thing. But anyway, what a great topic, and we thank God for you.
Yes.
And using you in an awesome way.
Yes. Glory be to God.
If anybody would like to
question
or a comment with Minister Terry here on Women Speak Now, please dial 1. We would love to bring you in.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, don't be scared.
I said a combination of scared and shy. Don't be
That's
scared.
Right.
You
Amen.
Know.
Well, so how are you doing?
Doing well, you know, perfect in Jesus. I tell you, Pastor, this morning I had to spend extra time with him before anything. And you know what? I feel good.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. I tell you.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, we want to definitely bring up for everyone White Friday 2017, that is us continuing our commitment to spending no money on the day of Black Friday. And we have other little stipulations on there. We want you guys to definitely use as a guideline to help you see some things different. I know I it helped me from last year to carry over into this year. So that's a commitment we have going here, going into our preparation for our new season.
Amen.
We gave other opportunities. Nobody dialed one. So we're going to close with this song. I Can Go Through Anything. That's our new little hit.
Yes.
And we're going to allow the Lord
real
to
meaning
in that. To Comfort Jesus, myself, in the midst of Hurricane Harvey, the Lord gave us this song, and we want to just bless the people. Yeah. family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.